Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 23rd of October, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy with a passing shower or two, and over the night partly cloudy, with a chance of precipitation on 60% and chance on thunderstorm on 29%. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 15%. Today, Monday 23rd at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting on code of conduct. The FMC, together with the working committee, invites us to this information sharing session on the new code of conduct for all trusts and units of the Auroville Foundation, which was approved by the governing board in its meeting on August 13-14. Sharing will include background and history of the document, current status of the document, salient features and points to be aware of. The full code of conduct document can be reviewed on AVNet. And from the three-day selection process for the TDDC, which was going on past weekend, we have the new interface team of Lavenir d'Auroville TDC, and the members have been selected during these three final days of participatory process. And those are Anita, Sinduja, Anu, Aurovici, Tejaswini, Divya, Ingeborg, and Pino. And as another thing which we have to focus on, it's a new entry board which will be selected by the working committee and the Auroville Council using the new fast-track selection process. And this new entry board will be in place for 1 year. Under this fast-track system, everyone listed in the register of residents is nominated as a member of the entry board, and we all receive the mail. We can accept or decline, and the latest day for that is 28th of October. But for more information, or if we want to accept it or decline it in person, we can visit Resident Assembly Office in Town Hall on first floor on Tuesday 24th and Thursday 26th between 10 a.m. to 12. The entry board reviews and approves applications for the various statuses as described in the new 2017 entry policy. The board will consist of 9 members, at least 6 of whom have been residents of Auroville for a minimum period of 5 years. The entry board is an integral part of the entry service along with the mentor pool and the entry secretariat. And of course, more information you can find on AVNet. From working committee also comes information, because they are saying that they have received a letter from the Regional Registration Office Pondicherry objecting to a person holding a tourist visa giving a workshop in Auroville and others holding tourist visa attending that workshop. The RRO stated that these activities are in contravention of their visa status. The matter has been taken up with the Secretary of Auroville Foundation. As for time being, they request all Aurovillians and Auroville units not to allow anyone holding a tourist visa to give or attend workshops. And let us see what's going on this week in Auroville. From Calligram Ritam Auroville, in partnership with Auroville Art Service and the French theatre company Le Fratrie de Eau, they are present on 26, 27, 28 of October at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, a dance theatre show inspired by the oldest martial art of the world, Kalriapatu. The performance is called Bu, or Earth, and it is a journey of a man looking for connection with himself and nature. And from the Auroville Green Practices is coming announcements that they organize a 3-day workshop titled Exploring Auroville Architecture, composed of site visits and interactions with architects and building professionals from Auroville. During the program, participants will trail the diversity of architectural expression in terms of form, context, and purpose in the wider settings of this international township. Expected participants are professionals and aspiring building professionals and homeowners who would like to gain inspiration and new ideas for their own practices. Participants will enjoy an exploratory tour to different places to witness Aura's unique architectural style. Concessional fees to cover food expenses for Rovilians working in this field are being offered. Full program attendance is required. And we have announcement from AVAC that the dengue camp, which was scheduled for last Saturday, 21st, is postponed on Wednesday, 25th, on the request of the doctors at Jibmer. So we can join them instead to meet and consult with their medical team on Wednesday at AVAC, where our Village Action Group, in association with Jibmer Hospital, will hold a health camp where doctors and medical staff will access people for dengue fever and offer referrals for the free treatment at Jibmer Hospital. All are welcome and no appointment needed. The camp will be going on between 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, at our Village Action Group, Irumbay Main Road, on the left side between Pondi, Tindivandanam Highway and Kut Road. If you need more information, you can call on 267-8871. And from the Divine Flower Group team, endeavor to offer an exhibition titled The Divine Flowers on the significance of flowers given by the mother during the upcoming 50th anniversary between 21st and 28th of February 2018 at Savitri Bhavan. These six people are enthusiastic and sincerely working to manifest it beautifully and aesthetically and are themselves contributing financially. So they're inviting you for your kind participation by way of enlargeable to A3 size digital pictures of the flowers, to volunteer before and during the exhibition, to volunteer for flower arrangements at the venue and the suggestions for the same, to generous funding, even a couple hundred rupees will go a long way on financial accounts 252603, and to spread the word of the mouth for the venture. Divine Flower Group are Rabindra, Ramachandra, Rivati, Sami, Poonam, Narendra, and with mentors Shradhavan and Richard. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Vision and the Boon, Savitri and Katha Upanishad, video of the talk given by Dr. Ananda Reddy. And Cinema Paradiso is open back, and tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian comedy Angamali Diaries, made in India in 2017 and directed by Leo Jose Pellicieri. Tomorrow we can see German drama Herbert, A Heavy Heart, made in Germany in 2015 and directed by Thomas Stuber. And on Wednesday, cultural film Sylvia Ballet from John Neumer, made in France 2005 and directed by Thomas Green. And the mother wrote, "Do not judge, do not criticize, do not compare." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orgradio.org.